The debate over immigration policy has reached a fever pitch, but according to our next guest, what many politicians fail to acknowledge are the personal stories of immigrants and their children, the humanity behind immigration policy. Based on 5 years of reporting, the Book of Isaiah, A Child of Hispanic Immigrants Seeks His Own America, journalist Daniel Connolly paints a portrait of the lives of the children, one brilliant young man in particular, of unauthorized Mexican immigrants growing up in a society that hasn't quite made room for them. Again, the name of the book is The Book of Isaiah, and we welcome Daniel Connolly to the roundtable this morning. Daniel, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. What brought you to this story?
So I'm a newspaper reporter, and I've been writing about immigration to the South for many years. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. And in 2010, I went to lunch with an old friend who's head of a Hispanic social services agency in Memphis called Latino Memphis. And at that lunch, he told me that he was concerned about children of immigrants. He said that he saw that many of them were dropping out of school, that they were dealing with situations like domestic violence at home. And he asked this question, ¿Qué nos espera?, which means in Spanish, what awaits us? And that is, that was a pivotal point that got me interested into pursuing an in-depth project on children of Mexican immigrants growing up in the South as an example of what's going on across the country.
When you started this, what was step number one in really, because this is years of reporting that this book chronicles, of step number one of kind of getting to know the participants involved and ultimately what you wanted to explore?
So after doing my initial research on statistics, numbers, population, that type of thing, I decided that I should try to get permission to embed myself inside a high school as a reporter. And I ended up talking with the then principal of Kingsbury High School in Memphis. And I chose that school because it enrolled hundreds of Hispanic students. And you have to remember that this is an area that until the 1990s really had very few Hispanic folks at all. And the principal, Carlos Fuller, said that, yes, he would allow me to work as a reporter inside the school, gather information. I just had to follow some basic rules and restrictions. But other than that, he supported the project. And so I got to be in the school, hang out, and follow a group of seniors through their decision-making process about what they're going to do after high school.
So as the title would indicate, obviously you come across this young man by the name of Isaias Ramos. And what struck you about him? And then give us just a little sketch of his background of where he was when you found him.
So it was a woman who works in the school. Actually, she works for a Christian organization and volunteers in the school, Margot Alemán. She told me about this student who was extremely bright but was talking about dropping out of high school to work, and I thought that was really interesting. So she introduced me to this student, and that was Isaias Ramos. And he, to give you an idea of how bright he is, he had been on TV as a representative of the school and in its Knowledge Bowl program, which is a quiz bowl team. And he had passed a calculus exam as a junior. He had scored really high on his college entrance exams. And at the same time, he was debating whether to go to college or work with his parents who were running a painting business. His parents had come illegally to the United States from Mexico. And so he was in this situation where he was he had a number of family obligations, had a number of options in his life, and he was not sure which way he was going to go. And for me, that human potential and the uncertainty about how it's going to end up being applied, that was very compelling, and it represented this large potential among the Hispanic youth in America. Because if you look at the national statistics, the Hispanic kids are roughly 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. today, and yet they have tremendous potential, but a lot of it gets lost for a lot of reasons. And what I'm telling this story, I'm making the point that it's in our nation's interest to help these kids develop their potential for everyone's benefit.
Talk a little bit about the dilemma he has, because he obviously, there's great opportunity there, but then there's also the realities, right?
Right. So there were a number of issues that I think influenced his thinking. One was that in Tennessee, students with immigration issues are not allowed to enroll at public universities at the in-state tuition rates. So in his case, at the time that I was looking at this, in-state tuition at a Tennessee university was about $7,000 a year. Out-of-state rate, which is what he would have to pay, was around $20,000. Plus, he would have to come up with a lot of private scholarship money because public scholarships were not available. In addition to that, Isaias and many other students had some, for lack of a better word, motivation issues where they were not only facing big obstacles, they were wondering, was it worth it to try to overcome those obstacles and go to college? And then in addition to that, there was this family obligation that he and many other children of immigrants face, which is to care for younger siblings. And so he has a younger brother, and he looks after him. And also, as I mentioned in the very beginning of the Book of Isaiah, his parents were talking about going back to Mexico. And if that were to happen, then Isaias and his older brother would be responsible for caring for their younger brother, much as parents would. So Isaias had these issues of real obstacles in front of him, plus questioning whether college was worth it, whether it would pay off in the long run, and also significant family obligations.
Obviously, we as a nation have been talking a lot about immigration and a lot about immigrants, and it's been going back and forth. When you look at this story, you make it fairly clear that these political discussions have largely ignored the children of immigrants, have ignored the Isaiases of the world.
Right, without a doubt. I mean, think about what was Donald Trump's signature line. He said, you know, we're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. That implies that there's this huge problem of, you know, Mexicans, you know, crossing the border. But if you look at the statistics, the Mexican immigration to this country peaked in the early 2000s, around 2001. And today there's people coming from Central America fleeing gang violence and problems in those countries. But the biggest immigrant group to the U.S. by far is Mexican immigrants, and that largely ended as a mass phenomenon many years ago. So the whole debate over the wall and discussion of the wall it's based on the idea that a lot of people are coming, like brand new people are coming right now, and that's not the case, at least not in great numbers. And so what you have instead are families, if we're looking at Mexican families, the biggest group of immigrants in the U.S., families that have been here many, many, many years. Many of them have children who are U.S. citizens. Many of them own homes and property. And so large-scale deportations, we're not talking about arrests and deportations of, you know, single men who would just go back to their lives in Mexico. We're talking about wiping out established families. And so that's something that I don't think it's certainly not part of the mainstream political discussion about this, or it is, but in tangential ways. And beyond the question of deportation, even families that are here completely legally and face no real threat of deportation, children of immigrants have special need for support that other kids don't have. So, for instance, Many immigrant parents want to help their children but don't know how, and the kids rely on guidance counselors or other adult figures at school to help them through the process of applying and getting to college. And again, going back to how that helps the society, a kid who graduates from college over time will earn far more than someone who, for instance, doesn't complete high school. And those earnings in turn boost the public tax coffers. They help contribute to Social Security and Medicare, and in general lead to a better society.
You make an interesting point in the book in talking about these immigrants who many politicians will say live in the shadows, and that they are in this country illegally. But you make the point they really aren't in the shadows at all. They're out and they are doing a great deal of work, and because that they've really been enabled by so many politicians and so many administrations in the past to do that work and to live more openly, but at the same time really be exploited because they don't have the same rights.
Yes, you summed it up really well. During the time that I was reporting on this, President Obama was president, and in non-border areas like mine, Memphis, the immigration law wasn't really strictly enforced. And so, people lived pretty openly. In the last couple of days, I've been going around doing some interviews in Memphis, and I think things are changing now. There really is a lot more fear that there really will be a big crackdown. And the consequences of such a crackdown, you know, I think would be much more shocking and traumatic now, simply because people have been living openly so long, you know, buying houses, raising children, opening businesses. And so the government is now looking at disrupting very established lives. But at the time that I was reporting this, the people that I interviewed generally were living very openly and not living in any kind of hiding.
Well, the book is fascinating. It is the book of Isaias, a child of Hispanic immigrants, seeks his own America. I don't want to obviously give away the story here, but as you talk about Isaias, what do you think right now? What is he making of all this?
Well, yeah, I'm in touch with the family pretty often, and you know, again, I don't want to say too much about what's going on with them now, they're having a hard time with a lot of things right now, with some personal circumstances they're dealing with, and then also with the general situation in the world. And I think generally for immigrant families, this is a difficult time, and frankly, it was no picnic before. I mean, for any young person growing up in America today as a child of immigrants, there are a lot of challenges that they face that many other kids don't face. And so unfortunately right now things are even harder than before. And I hope that we can get back to some normalcy so that these kids can start, you know, focusing on the future rather than thinking about, you know, am I going to have a future?
The name of the book of Isaias, A Child of Hispanic Immigrants Seeks His Own America. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. Daniel Connolly, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you, and I appreciate your interest in reading.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is The Book of Isaias. It is published by St. Martin's Press by Daniel Connolly. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.